What happens here, it's Thursday night, and we're learning Menchas Chinuch, and we're doing mitzvah number 18, and it's Orl 18 Teves. Look at that. Unbelievable if we would do. It's unbelievable. What an unbelievable. I mean, what are the chances? Do we have a mathematician in the house? What are the chances of that happening? Anyway, so we're doing Mitzvah Kiddush B'choros. I have to, like, sort of in my mind, go with my mouth. So there's three types of Bechor that the Torah talks about. L'chora, we only understand the word L'kadesh by one of them. By the Bechor Behemoth Tahora. Ironically, we don't even understand that, because it's Kadosh Me'elov. But there at least is a Machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara, and we pass them like the Mandi Amar, that is a mitzvah lahakdisho. There we know what we're talking about. I mean, we know we're talking about Kedusha. We're used to the idea. It's a carbon. It has the Kedusha of a carbon. It's Kedusha Saguf. That's the Kedusha it has. In other words, we can relate to the Kedusha. It's a Kedusha of a carbon. Even if it's born with a mum, so it has a Kedusha of a carbon with a mum. Because a carbon with a mum has Kedusha.
Is it damim?
No. Wait. Is it called Kedusha's damim? The answer is, by a Bechor, it's probably Kedusha's Haguf. Because by other Kachim, there's a difference between Kodam Hegdeshon Lemumon and Kodam Mumon Lehegdeshon. Kodam Hegdeshon Lemumon, so it's still called the Kedusha's Haguf, even though it's not Roy for carbon anymore. And Kodam Mumon Lehegdeshon is Kedusha's Domin. By a Bechor, there's no difference between Koman, Kodam Mumon Lehegdeshon, and Lehegdeshon. It's always called Kodam Hegdeshon Lemumon. Well, it's not. It doesn't have Kedusha's Korban, but it has a Kedusha's Aguf. Ironically, you can't even be Poded. A Bechor with a Mum. On one hand, you can't be Poded. On the other hand, you don't have to be Poded. You're saying a Korban with a Mum. I say it on an animal, Harezu Ola, and it gets a Mum. I'm not allowed to eat it. I have to be Poded. It's called Psulei HaMukdashim. And I have to be poded in order to eat it. And even after you poded it, you're not allowed to use its milk. You're not allowed to work with it. It retains a kedusha even after a mum and after pidyo. The only thing pidyo essentially allows you to do really is eat it. But you can't even use the milk. You're not allowed to use the milk. You're not allowed to use the milk. You're not allowed to work with it. That's even with a mum, even after pidyon. A Bechor has no pidyon, but it doesn't need pidyon. You can eat it with a mum. You eat it. But it has, I don't know if it has kedusha. You know, a Bechor with a mum, we paskin, can be eaten even by a guy. What? Yeah, I know, but it's, you can't work with it. You can't work with it. And why can't you use its milk? Because it's a zachar.
No wonder. In fact, that Gemara, you know.
No, but if it would be in the cave, you would, it is like Suli HaMikdashim La'achar Pidyon, where you can't use the milk taka. It's just, you don't have the case by the far. So that's, it's really weird. And then, it says, you say to, I'm not asking you to answer me because it's a personal question, but if people who say Kadesh Voyikriyacha with Tillin, so they Kadesh Likol Bechor, Pentecol Rechem, Bivnei Yisrael, Bo'odom Uva Behemoth. Lihu. So it's hard to understand. We don't know of any manifestation of Kedusha in a Bechor Adam, except for the fact that you have to be po to him. Now, again, I'm talking, the pidyon is not a meaningless act. So there must be something there that you po there. So the answer is, I'm sure, that there's no there's no tangible kedusha. The key word I think in the pasuk is lihu. He's mukdash l'Hashem till you pull to him. He's not the word kedusha like we know of sacredness or holiness, but mukdash in its most literal definition means set aside for the use of. So it says kadoshikol b'chor peta kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael ba'domu v'abehima lihu. So the b'chor is l'Hashem until you pull to him. Again, I don't even know of a lemaisa dika halachic ramification, but at least that's what the kedusha would mean—that he's really miyuchad for avodas Hashem until you pull to him. Again, I don't know the ramification. I don't know what that means. I never saw anywhere that you're not allowed to work with a bechor until he has a pidyon aven. Okay. By a Petach Hamor is even more difficult to understand, although the Chinuch includes it in the general mitzvah's Kiddush. Now, it doesn't say the Lashon Kadesh in the Torah. All it says is the Chol Petach Hamor Tiftebeseh, the Losef Baravto. You might say it's like a person. What does a person and a Petach Hamor have in common? But the only manifestation of the Kedusha of the Bechor is that you have to be Kodesh. That's okay, that's like a riddle. But by a person you can hear Lihu. Petach Hamor is more difficult to hear that it's Miyuchet for Hashem until you pode it. It's, I don't know. But so I was saying the mitzvah Kiddush Bechairis is like a little funny. Like what the Kiddush? Okay. So what did we learn in the Chinuch? Let me just go over there. Bear with me a little. So it's Behema not Chaya. That's, yeah? Behema not chaya, and of course not behema tmei except for chamor. And but when the chinuch says the inyan mitzvah, the only thing he has to say, there's really no manifestation of kedusha. The other ones, it's pidyon by a person, but pidyon is a separate mitzvah. Oh, and this pidyon petach chamor is a separate mitzvah.
It's so kedusha is a pair, by the way.
I know, that's all I'm about to say, but that's only by a Bechor Behem Torah. It's not by a Bechor Adam, and not by a Bechor Behem, and not by a Bechor Chamor. So when that's what I was saying, that when the Chinuch describes the mitzvah, then he falls away from the other two, because he really has nothing to say. Because the only manifestation of Kedusha of the other two is that you have to be poda it. And they have that's their own mitzvah to be poda it. So here, so when he comes, he says, okay, you say it's Kadosh, even though it's Kadosh Me'elo, and it's a Karbon, and it's Matnas Kuhuna. Now, even if it has a mum, it's Matnas Kuhuna. Even if it has a mum, it's Matnas Kuhuna. Yisrael has to be metapel with it. You have to give it to the Kohen Ba'ofan Mechubad. So you don't make him, like, take care of a one-week-old Behema. He gets it either at 50 days or 30 days. Chutz la'aretz, there's no, the Bechor is not a carbon. So you either have to let it die, or you wait for it to get a mum. That's what's not clear. He brings down both tzedodim. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there, everybody held. And that's what this was. What developed over the generations is a loophole. And which they sold a piece of the mother or a piece of the child, the uber, the fetus, to a guy. And then there's no kedushas bechor. If a guy has any part of the mother or the child, the fetus, before it comes out of the womb, then there's no kedushas bechor. And this was always seen as legitimate. They do it nowadays too. Not if it's hooker uber already. Anyway, that's right, I'm dealing with it. And normally we frown upon loopholes, but here the utter difficulty of dealing with a behemoth with Kedusha's carbon running around is just too much. Like, you can't handle it. Everybody has to, you're not allowed to cause it to get a mum, you're not allowed to get hanor from it. And it really has the lay of the land. In Europe, when it happened that they didn't use the loophole, And such an animal was born, it was like almost comical. You have this like little poor lamb that's the firstborn, and whoever sees it runs the other, my father called me, like, you run the other way. You run away from it. It's like hell to lay in a land. It can go anywhere. It can walk into your house, start eating up your food. And, like, everybody's afraid to shoo it out. And it could fall and break an arm. You're over a lot. So, like, it was... And that's why the loophole became totally legitimate, because it was too much to handle.
By a person, if they don't do the pidyon before, a person does not do the pidyon.
He just goes up, he has to do the pidyon.
No, but if he doesn't do it, does he still get the pishnaim, etc., Yerusha, he still gets pishnaim.
First of all, yes. But second of all, you picked a bad question to ask. Because Pishnayim has a totally different set of criteria than Pidyon. Pidyon is the firstborn to the mother that opened the womb, and Pishnayim is the firstborn to the father. And it's almost like different tracks totally. So not only is the answer yes, but it's like yes. Okay. No. You mean a regular Bukhar?
Yeah.
Not this Bukhar.
No,
no, there's a Mishnah Baba Basan Yeshmeichlin. There's no Din Pishnayim, but Nichsei Ha'ein. No Din Pishnayim. Okay, that will be the mitzvah's Padilla. The shorish of the mitzvah, he says, is twofold. One, it's like Bikurim, like Chala, Reishas Arisal Seichem. Like Bikurim, when the first of our, well, you can't say efforts here, maybe, but, you know, a person feels a special, you ever go into a store, they have, like, the first dollar bill they earned is, like, taped on the wall. That's the idea, you know, the person is feels a sense of proprietorship with first fruit. So we turn around and we devote it to Hashem. We Truma is called Rashis, Bikurim is called Rashis, and so that's the first idea of Bechor is Hashem. The second idea is very interesting. It's like there's two ideas. If you ever have to speak in the Pidyon HaBen, I have to speak about that. There's two ideas in the Kedusha of a Bechor. One is the idea that my Bechor belongs to Hashem, not to me, and the other one is what it says really in the Chumash. See, the first reason it doesn't say in the Chumash. The second reason it does. Vayak yishol chavin chamocher leilu mazos pomer bav b'chol yigah vayik yikshof arol shalcheinu vayrog Hashem kol b'chor beret Yisrael, right? V'b'chor adam v'ad b'chor behemo al kein an izoveach Hashem kol peterechem hazchorim v'chol b'chor banai yefteh. So the second reason is rather, it's a reminder of Yitzhias Mitzrayim of the Hatzolah from, and that's really what it's Chumash stresses, when the Pasuk talks about Pidyon HaBen in Bamidbar, it certainly connects it to Mitzrayim, it connects it to the Hatzolah of Makos Bechoros. The first reason is conceptual. It's like Bikurim, it's like everything else that's first. But I wonder where he got it from. Like, who says, like, what's the source?
Why not Bikurim? Why not...
But here the Torah says the source. Okay, I guess he's talking in Svara. Talking of Svara, that it would be an idea like Bikurim. Even though it's interesting, here the Torah says the reason. Okay, it's interesting to me that the Chinuch comes up with his reason. The Oshkol doesn't bring down a source. It says Bikurim, but that's all Svara. That's all Svara. It's not like it does in the Chumash. It says because of, you don't find that fascinating. I find it interesting, fascinating. The Torah gives the idea behind the mitzvah. The Chinuch's idea is eminently logical and makes sense, but, you know, I mean, Bikurim, the Torah really, okay, in Arami Ovid Ovi, So you speak out, I'm giving the racious to Hashem. Buchala is called racious or isosecha. So it says, you know, give Hashem the racious. But here it doesn't say it anywhere. I would call right now the guy that worked on Chinuch for Art Scroll, except he's an Eretz Yisrael, and I don't have his number here. I have his number. Maybe he has the same number. Let me try the number. I have his cell number. It's not going to ring here. Does it ring here?
Good.
It could ring here. Daily, it's you. This is Chaim Alinowitz. I'm not calling to yell at you for not calling me, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael for a week. I'm not calling for that reason. Hello? I'm actually calling to ask you a... question. Yes, I'm going to introduce himself to you. I'm actually calling... Okay, I'm calling because we're learning. I have a Minchas Chinuch shiur in my shul, and before we learn it, we learn Chinuch before we do the Minchas Chinuch. And a question occurred to me now as we do the Chinuch, and I said, "Let me call you, and I'll be able to say hello to you." And I dialed your Lakewood number, and it rang. Baruch Hashem. You have time for a quick question? We're learning Mitzvah Yud Ches Kiddush Bechayrus. So the Chinuch says there's two Sharoshei HaMitzvah. One is that it's like Bikurim, it's like Challah, Rachis Pirio, you give to Hashem. Right? And V'od, Od, because of Hatzalah, Makas B'chayrus. So we're sitting here, the first reason is logical and it makes sense, but the Torah says the second reason. So like, did you think of that? Like, why would he come up with a reason, and the Torah says the second reason? Like, it's such a strong svara that he just says it in svara, even though the Torah only says the second reason. The Torah doesn't say the first reason. The Torah says, Al-Kainan and Zaveach Lashem, Kofetarecham Aschim, Chobchobnayavteh, because of Makos Bechairis. And on his own, sort of, there's no Mayer Mokum. Article doesn't give any Mayer Mokum for the first reason. He says in Svara. It's like Bikurim, it's like Chala. The first. You give the first to Hashem. And he gives that as the first reason. The old is Makas Bechairis. He said, let me call Eli and ask him. He's Mr. Fino. Okay. I don't put you on the spot. It was nice to hear your voice. Okay. Okay. He needs a shidduch. He's starting to go out. Okay. Amen. Thank you. Bye. Amen. I have it's okay. It's just everybody's sitting here, so it's like a cute thing to say to you. Okay. Bye-bye. No, I read a shidduch between, this is Eli Herzberg. He was one of Otsko's, probably either the top person or second from the top. So he's in charge of a lot of projects. So he did the Misilta Sharim, he did the Sharim Tshuva, he's working now on Arachayim HaKadosh, and he did the Chinuch. So he has a shul in Lakewood also. He has a shul. Rav Moshe Wolpin is my son's Rosh Hashiva, Yeshiva Yerushalayim. Nechemya learned like 20 years apart, and they both went. Rav Moshe Wolpin is a friend of mine, we both went for a Rav together. And he's had a yeshiva all the years. Very, very deep, deep, deep thinker. I have rarely seen or heard someone has such a deep mind. Very, very deep. Much deeper than me. And I'm serious. Like, very, very. So, and he gives shiurim, and they're very, very. Anyway, so I, you know, they make everything, every tzara on Klal Yisrael, so we're very resilient, we bounce back, and then even after the tzara happens, we're left with the solution to the tzara. When the government, Lapid, when they cut off money to yeshivas, to Perelim, so there was a program started by a guy that used to be in Muncie, a Nehemiah's friend, called Adopt a Kailo. So they asked for it. Yeah, so they, and that stayed now even after the money was restored. And it's a Moiradika thing. So I was Meshadich between Ramosha Wolpen's Kailo and Eli Herzke's Shul. And he has a rich guy. Not a bunch of schleppers like here. You know, those rich guys. It's a Lakewood. It's not the Yeshiva Bach of Lakewood. Anyway, so he came now with them for a Yarche Kala for a week, you know, between December 25th and January 1st. And they're learning in their Kollel. It's a beautiful thing. And Rav Moshe says, he said, say the Shia for them. So I found out about it last night. How could he not call me? We work very closely together in Oxford. But my son is there. I told my son he has to go over and introduce himself to Eli Herzke, which he did today. Anyway, he hears the question. He doesn't have an answer. He didn't think about it. That's all. But when the pasuk says the shorish hamitzvah, I don't know what to say. It's not a kasha, but it's weird. I mean, I know the answer. I mean, it's not an answer. The answer is that it's so compelling that it's like Bikurim and Challah and all the racists all over. So it's like totally compelling. I don't know, but the Torah says a different reason. Like, I don't even know if you can have, you know, something. It just hit me. If you're talking only in Svara and you're looking for the Shorish HaMitzvah, so you say, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But it wouldn't be two. Like, there's only a Shorish and a Mitzvah means what's the underlying concept that's brought out by the Mitzvah. I don't think there would be two. I mean, there's one. Hashem doesn't mean two, you know, it doesn't bother me. If Hashem makes a mitzvah and has a shoresh, it's only going to be one shoresh. What? Sorry? Yeah, okay. But here it doesn't work. Here they're both us. I hear, but here... Here it's weird because the Torah says one of the two. So what are you saying? The other? I don't know. It's very, very weird. Well, we'll see. If Eli gets back to me, okay. And what's he going to say? I guess if I knew what he was going to say, then I would know the answer. Okay, but it's very weird that if the Torah says one, and he says it as the Va'od, you would think he would put the Torah first.
It is a technical question.
You know, I never realized this.
At the end, when he says,
I sort of.
Before me, it says, Hargam, Hitzilanu Miadam. That means Hargam there
before. Yeah.
And Hitzilanu Miadam means, in general, saves Israel from Mitzrayim.
Well, that we saw already in previous mitzvahs, that the clincher for Yitzias Mitzrayim was Makas Bechoros. The matzah celebrates the haste, the immediacy. Like Rabashkin, get out, let's go. You're going out now. Go. He puzzled. He didn't want to go back to the jail cell to get a suit. He certainly wouldn't have had time to bake bread. He wouldn't have time to bake bread. He puzzled. He was, I'm not staying there another minute. Which is Mamish was the mindset. Because he didn't even go back to the cell to get his stuff. He said, send it to me. You're letting me go? I'm out. I'm walking out. I'm not staying here a second more than I have to. So,
this is
no, it's very important. When you sit by the seder, you know, sometimes I used to wonder about it a lot. because I used to think of Makas Bechoros but you see, not like that. I used to wonder if Korban Pesach is really celebrating the Hatzolah of Makas Bechoros. So I used to wonder, like, what, it's Kores and it's so central to being a Jew. They were saved from every Makom. And then over the years, I realized that that was what precipitated the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it was the other Makas was Stam Makas. Bechoros already, Paro said, like, you hit him, and he said, okay, go. Okay, go. So that's why it's not so weird to say Harogom Mitzilonu Miyodom, because it was Makas Bechoros that got them out of Mitzrayim, so to speak. Okay, the Dinam of the Mitzvah is where you shech the Bechor, you eat it, Shnayomim Mumim, Nemun al Mumav, because the Kohanim are always suspect of making a Mum. Because they don't want to, they'd rather have it as, you know, regular meat than have it as a korban. So there's a whole thing that you ended up, whenever you were shaykhet a Bechor with a Mum, so you needed Eidus, how it got the Mum. It became such a chashad that they made the Mum that you always needed to bring an Eidus. Okay?
Even in the Bais Yisrael?
Probably not. When you talk about Chazal made such a thing, it's about, I don't know who the Chazal is, but it's certainly later in history. It's not by. Okay? And the famous thing that Rebbe spent 3 years with the Roe Boko, with shepherds, learning about the Mum. That's one of the citations. Why didn't he just know it in Ruach HaKodesh? Why did he have to spend 3 years with the shepherds? There it says, you have to spend 3 years with the shepherds. You don't get these things in Ruach HaKodesh. And the Shutuf, okay, and the Bechor Sofek, Yotze Doifen, a Caesarian is not a Bechor. Anybody want to... A Caesarian can't be a carbon. You know that? A behemoth, any animal born by Caesarian is possible to be a carbon. Yeah, hold on. But it's not even a Bechor with a Mum, a Caesarian. A behemoth born a Caesarian is not a Bechor because it's not Petek Horechem. Didn't come out of the womb. But any. Not a carbon either. He's not a Bechor, but the one after him is also not a Bechor. In other words, he's enough of a Bechor to stop the one after him from being a Bechor. But no, it's a Syrian. If he goes there, they don't make a opinion of them. Because it's not Peter Rechel. But I never understood, and I still don't. Bishlama, the Bechor, same thing to Xeris HaKosu, Peter Rechem, I don't know why. But why would it be a Mum in an animal? Like, so it, like it wasn't born. It's like it wasn't born. You cut out, like it wasn't, it's like it wasn't born. It just appeared in the world. Birth is through the normal, I don't know Pshat. Like, I don't know Pshat. You see, it's like a Mum in an animal, it can't be a carbon. Why? So it's not. The Terence says it wasn't born. It just popped out. It's like it wasn't born. It didn't go through the birth process. I guess. I don't know. It's not like there's two birth processes, through the womb and it could be a cesarean. No, it's not a cesarean, they just took it out of the womb. That's all. I mean, not the womb, it came out of the. What's it called? Birth canal, yeah.
What about Adam Arishon's Corbin? Fucking bored.
Hey, give it out again.
Okay, a Bechor, so a Kohen and a Levi, that's why a Kohen and a Levi are potter from Pidyon HaBen and Pidyon Petach Hamor. But a Bechor Behema Tahora that's born to them, so the Koyan could keep it, but it's a Bechor, it's Kadosh. They do, you know, you learn now from Sukkim that they don't have the dinim of Bechor by Bechor Behema, by Bechor Petach Hamor, and by Pidyon Aben. But they do have, if they have an animal born, it does have Kedushas Bechor. Bechor Odom Petach Hamor in a Noi Bekoy Levi. Kemoisha Nichtov. Bigzeres Abore. I guess that's like saying Yitz Hashem. Okay, the Art Scroll has an arichos here about the meaningfulness of being Mekadesh Bechor if it's already Kadosh Me'elov. They have the arichos here. I told you, one day in my life I decided it's not Shver, that's all. So it's Kadosh because there are two reasons to produce it. Okay, I'll let you know.
He distracts you.
What?
If that Rav gets back to you.
I dialed his Lakewood cell phone. So that's normal that people make that it can ring here if they're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. By the way, I said over, my brother-in-law said everyone you meet, you tell them. So you just heard me do it. No, I made the shidduch between his kollel and his shul. Well, Dr. Kollel, I made that shidduch. I suggested it. I vouched for Rav Moshe Wolpin that because these are rich guys, they want, not that they give that much money, but the rich people, they like, they want to know, they want their money's worth. Not that they give more money, it's that they're businessmen. So I vouched, I knew about it. Rav Moshe flew in there, he gave us a shiur. You can't do better. First of all, he has I'll tell you, it's mileage. He has a yeshiva and a kollel. So you don't have to start looking for a kollel if when you get married. You can stay with your yeshiva, you can stay and you have your friends. There's nothing like it. It's wonderful. That's like my son is in Chevron and my other son, Elio, was in Chevron. When he gets married, he has to look for a new place. The Fikus Oleski is also very good. It's wonderful to have a kollel also. You have to be able to do it. That's number one. Number two is that Rav Moshe takes care of them. He's like a father to them. You know, my kids don't have a father. So he's great. I mean, only two of my sons learned from him. Elio rather went there for a year. My Elio went there, learned there for a year. Nehemiah went there 20 years ago when he started in yeshiva almost. And now Avamar is like 20 years younger than Nehemiah. I have 10 kids who span around 22 years. 20 years. So, it's nice. And Amos is like, when they go out, they talk to him. They talk to him about the girl. They talk to him about the fakers. What? He's like, he's a little, a drop younger than me. I'm like 65. Physical age. And they're like a year or two younger. But he was probably the most, I mean, if you think in terms of Rabbis Talmidim, he made a very successful yeshiva. He's like this Rababa. It never was more than 40, 50 guys. But he had real Talmidim, and now he says shir in English and Hebrew. English and Hebrew or Yiddish and Hebrew?
No, English and Hebrew.
English and Hebrew. And he's great, and he's like a father to the Talmidim. He go to him with their problems, and he really is such a. So I said that to him. I said, you can't do better than be the adopted kollel for this place. And I know it personally, and it's an amazing place. It's very rare that you have like such a. I guess Rav Tzvi is like that a little too. People talk to him, and it's not usual in Eretz Yisrael, certainly not. And, okay. But you have to... He gives a very unique type of shiur. It's like very... It's very amok. It's like listening to Shari Yosher every shiur. And you know, it's like a whole... It's a style of analysis. And... I mean, it's not like Rav Abba. I mean, it's a Talmud of Rav Abba, but it's not, you know, like, it's not like, you know, every briska sounds like the briska rose, you know? Not like that. It's, I'm a good, it's fair, you know, we're good friends. We're good friends. He went on, he made yeshiva, he had, that's why yeshiva was like for 25, 30 years already. His father's a disenvolvement. The Jewish Observer is recently yesterday. He's still Bavelis. Bavelis of the Samalpin is a father. Okay, let's one paragraph in the Chaschina, or else. Hadinim of Warren Bariches, Marishaina Bachreinim, Bain Darki, Machibas El Harach, Binyanam Kayla, could have fooled me, Rakla Oer. Okay, he made Dinza in the midst of the Haktishu Baramba, Paragalas of the Chairas of the Chadalin. That mitzvah lahakdisho, even though it's kodesh meyelov, for rosh poisek rabbeinu Rabbi Shmuel sham, the ain tzorich lahakdisho. That there's no mitzvah lahakdisho. Vayin Rashi b'chukosai poisek ach b'chorshor b'vur the poisek rabbanon. That yes, mitzvah lahakdisho. Ramban shem rosh lasigo. It's meheni shadivi Rashi heim rabbanon. What are you making a big deal out of it for? To machlikus tanoim. Okay. Good. It took me like 3 days to get back my wind.
Yeah. Not very long.
What?
Not very long.
I was, no, because, you know, the adrenaline flows, and then when I sat down...